This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
After the hour on the DJV Experience, I'm Doug Steffen. Follow this program on Twitter, if you would like, at DJV Show. You can also follow the individual participants at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. And look at all the stuff that I posted yesterday on Facebook. Did you see all that? At Facebook.com/DJV Show. My thoughts on things that were going on, most of them soft, gentle, about cows and animals and things that are an important part of our lives. Cows are an important part of my life, for sure, not maybe an important part of everybody else's life. Although on the farm on the weekend, as things have now bubbled back to the surface on my farm here in Massachusetts, the idea that children want to take the tour just to see the cows, because it's like putting elephants in your backyard. Mm-hmm. It's so strange for people to see and be able to get up close and personal to a cow, which seems rather strange for those of us who grew up around cows. Many people, if you go back generations, Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, if you probably three generations back, if you were going into Ancestry.com and looking back three generations, you'd find that most everybody in every family had at least one cow. Everybody had a cow. They had chickens. They had their own means of sustaining themselves. Food came from the plot in the backyard, and the milk came out of the cow. And the chicken, the eggs came out of the chicken.
My dad had that. My dad grew up in Ireland in a rural area.
Yeah, they still do it. Yeah.
Yeah, and they had the family cow, and they had, chickens and all that.
Right. Okay, so today we're exercising our mind Monday morning cobwebs, so push them out with your ideas. We'll see what Jennifer and Victoria Kara have to say on another good idea. I've posed a number of problems to the ladies, so you tell me whether this is a good idea or not. The state of Ohio announced over the weekend they want to hold drug companies responsible for the opioid epidemic. There are two threads through our conversation today, and I don't know, Mondays are not always as friendly and happy as the rest of the day. We sort of wear into it during the course of the week, but Mondays tend to be fairly serious here, and so we've had a continuing thread of drug use and abuse last hour, and I guess it continues this hour because of this really interesting idea. Ohio has really got a lot of problems with the opioid epidemic, and so the attorney general there filed suit against five major drug companies that he says are responsible for the drug addiction crisis that has gone on. And you know what? I understand. How often do we talk about all those drug commercials? Last night, did I watch TV last night? No, it was Saturday night. I was watching reruns of Blue Bloods. That shows you how exciting my Saturday night was. And every single break, and you find any of the adult programs, it's the same thing. There are at least four major drug spots in every single hour-long drama, and it's the same companies, the pharmaceutical industries that are just pushing this stuff out as a solution, and don't ask your doctor if, your erection lasts longer than 4 minutes or whatever the hell it is that they're selling. And, you go on into these things, and it is absolutely, and DeWine's been the attorney general for a long time, old political family in Ohio, said the drug makers, quote, led prescribers to believe opioids were not addictive, that addiction was an easy thing to overcome, or that addiction could actually be treated by taking more opioids. My God.
Just take more. No problem.
Take more. Good God. All right. So is this a good idea or not, Jennifer? To hold the drug companies responsible for the opioid epidemic.
I don't know if you can hold them responsible for the epidemic, but clearly I think they, I mean, I think what happens a lot is that they grease the palms of doctors. Doctors overprescribe. And I think that's the greater issue. I don't know if it's necessarily throwing people in jail from the drug companies or just making sure that we're prescribing responsibly and that everybody who gets a prescription has to go to a pain management doctor.
Ohio's opioid epidemic is one of the worst in the nation. 4,000 people died in Ohio last year from drug overdoses. 4,000 people taking opioids died. So, good idea or not, Victoria?
You know, I think it's a really good idea. I don't know that it's going to go all the way to really holding them accountable, but you know, it's like the smoking industry. They knew all along it's so bad for you, and they told everyone it's healthy for you, and they had misleading marketing and advertising. It's someone has to hold these people accountable. I think it's great that Ohio is going to be the first one to try to do it.
Well,
I don't know. I always feel like there needs to be a level of individual responsibility in all of this. I mean, I've had with my eye and when I had my dental implant, I've had doctors hand me a prescription for those types of pills. And I might take one or two if I really need it in the days like after the surgery. But then I toss the prescription out because I don't want to even give myself a chance to like it. And I think there's some level of personal responsibility in all of this that gets overlooked. People don't have to ingest everything that they're given, but they do.
Well, they tell you if you don't complete it. I mean, that's what I was told when I was taking the drugs for Lyme disease. You got to complete the entire course.
Well, that's
a
little
different.
Yeah, that's
not
than,
an opiate.
That's antibiotics.
But I think it's true that doctors and I don't know whether this is just the doctors or the drug companies or what, but I think they're definitely overzealous in how much they give you. I mean, I think every single person who's had any kind of surgery, any kind of major dental work has one of these big tubs of hardcore drugs sitting in their bedside table. I mean, I've had a broken leg, I've had my wisdom teeth removed, I've had multiple different things that I've gotten this big container where you take a couple, and it's true, Jen, I've only taken a couple and I haven't felt any urge to take more than that, but I just think it's dangerous, and that's how a lot of these addictions starts. Maybe it's not even yours, but you have a family member who has a more addictive personality or who has had issues with drugs in the past, and they know that these things are sitting around, and I just think the access it's way too easy to access drugs like these that lead to addiction. So I think it's good if they want to do something about it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can make up your mind having heard the different perspectives of the three ladies here in this circumstance, whether there's a need for this sort of thing, good idea or not. And I go back to what I was talking about before, because as I said earlier on, and I'll repeat myself, people are taken back now that we have a company I don't even know if you could call this a company, because it's not like a real company. It's a care company, and they're interested in taking care of people who need assistance because they're hooked on drugs. The company's called Better Addiction Care. And so you have the Tiger Woods story. Every day there's a story. You have your own personal stories, and the stories from Ohio or the stories from wherever you may be. And so this company has been started with the idea. And my son is a drug and alcohol counselor in Los Angeles, and he's working with some people that are setting up a sort of halfway home in Los Angeles because there's such a need. There are no mental health institutions anymore. And if you did have mental health institutions, these things would be easier to take care of, and they wouldn't. I'm of the belief, and I don't like big government, but I think I loved Ronald Reagan, but one of the dumbest things that was done during his administration was to, you know, open the doors and let everybody out of the institutions. And Michael Dukakis, who's governor of Massachusetts, did the same thing here. So the streets are full of homeless people who are, you know, they're just mad. And I don't mean mad angry. I mean, they're just crazed because they've somehow or other, you get on these things, and if you're lucky enough to get off of them, the damage, the toll that it takes, the ballyhooed frying of one's brain, and everybody thought there was so much fun when they were my age taking LSD and uppers and downers and all kinds of stuff that made, you know, your brain is a very fragile tool. And you put all this crap into your system and it goes into your brain, it wipes out whole portions of the gray matter. And it'll never come back again. So to get yourself off of it, I guess I'll give that number again for better addiction care, 844-262-8658. This is not a lecture. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life, but I am here to help you. And I think we're all here with that focus. We're here to help you make you feel good about the day, feel good about yourself. If you're not feeling good about yourself and you are on painkillers or you're on some kind of drug and it's affecting your life, your work, your home, whatever it is, call 844-262-8658 and begin a dialogue. Begin with a free consultation from Better Addiction Care. You have choices. The alternatives that may ruin your life could be turned around with the right care, and everybody has an individual deal at Better Addiction Care. 844-262-8658. It's not about one size fits all. It's about everybody being handled and treated differently. And so let's take care. All right? Can we do that? Can we agree to take care? 844-262-8658. And the good thing about this is that most people who have any kind of good insurance have 100% coverage of the costs of this sort of thing. 844-262-8658 for better addiction care. It's 17 past the hour on the DJV show.
Calling all plus-size fashion lovers. Most everything you need or want for summer is on sale now at Catherine's Plus Sizes. It's a semi-annual sale featuring our lowest prices of the season, in stores and online. Save on bras, panties, shorts, capris, dresses, and tops in sizes 0X to 5X at Catherine's Plus Sizes. And this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, must-have summer tops start at just $19.99. That's right. Our lowest prices of the season on select tops are even lower this weekend only at Catherine's Plus Sizes. Save on select tanks and tees in bright summer colors and prints, starting at just $19.99. So don't wait. Update your summer wardrobe for a whole lot less at the semi-annual sale at Catherine's Plus Sizes, in stores and online at Catherine's.com. Visit Catherine's.com for locations. Catherine's, we fit you beautifully.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
When you need, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration is recruiting new astronauts. Those of you who want to go to the moon with Alice, they're accepting applications. 18,000 people have applied for like 7 jobs or something. They're choosing a new astronaut class, even though they aren't going to need astronauts to go anywhere for a while. If you want to be in the class, you'll go to school for 2 years. To learn the ins and outs of being an astronaut, operating space equipment, spacewalking, and you have to learn how to speak Russian. Isn't that interesting? If you want to be an astronaut, you got to learn how to speak Russian.
Is that what aliens speak? Or
yes.
Certain aliens, yeah. I think.
Interesting.
Maybe right. Yeah, it is. So the first NASA flight is not set until 2019. But there'll be plenty of others. And I'm guessing, I don't know, well, I guess I do know this, that a lot of the people that have been hired by SpaceX, for example, Musk or Branson, are people who are veterans of NASA. So if you want to get a start on this, make a career out of it, do well with science and math in high school and college, and go into the service, because they love service people getting into this as well. But isn't that kind of cool? I know my friend that picked all the astronauts in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. A fabulous group of people. Just fabulous. 21 after the hour here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Three and change after the hour now. It's music time. Every hour of the program, we have 4 or 5 minutes devoted to musical news, and nothing much better than listening. The girls just want to have fun. Cindy Lauper here. The Logo Network is honoring Cyndi Lauper and its Trailblazer Honors later this month for her longtime advocacy work for the LGBT community. Is she gay?
No.
Cyndi Lauper? She just appeals to gay people, I think.
And by the way, can I give props to Logo because they're my favorite television network?
Are they? Why? What happened to Logo? I don't know.
They have the show Alice on, which I loved as a kid. No one was showing Alice. They have Mama's Family, Too Close for Comfort. They've got Three's Company, Roseanne. It's a cute
channel. So they play old shows?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Huh. Apparently.
I did not know that.
That
apparently.
Was
No. Well, yes, MeTV, but the best shows are the ones that apparently gay men and I have a lot in common. So, yeah. What do you think?
So, Cyndi Lauper co-founded the True Colors Fund to help address homelessness with young people who are gay or lesbian or bisexual, transvestites. The honors this year will be held in New York on June 22nd. Will air as an hour-long special on VH1 and on Logo. Additional honorees have yet to be announced. She's, Cyndi Lauper has won a Grammy, Tony, Emmy. She's so talented and so much fun. She became the first female Best Original Score Tony winner for the musical Kinky Boots as well.
People love that show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Is it? Kinky Boots. So what's the story? What is that? What's it about?
Well, she wrote all the music for it. It was about this. It was a shoe factory, actually, that was going out of business. And so then they decided to do boots for drag queens.
Really?
And it worked.
Really? Kinky Boots. All right. Next up in the musical progression of information, R&B singer Brandy had a tough time over the weekend. Got rushed to the hospital after losing consciousness on a flight going into LAX. Officers, paramedics responded to a report of an unconscious or almost unconscious passenger after getting onto a Delta Airlines plane. Brandy recently shot down rumors that she's pregnant, was reportedly fully conscious by the time she was escorted off the plane. Her rep released the following statement. Brandy's been released from the hospital, is now at home. She's been traveling extensively as part of an ongoing tour and several personal appearances. So she's taking long flights. Get it. I was thinking, did you see the picture of Halle Berry with
Well,
is that a baby
bumper?
Is that a baby bumper?
Isn't she a little too old to have a baby bump?
She's 50. She's the same as Janet Jackson, and she did it, so I would think it's a little old.
But doesn't Halle Berry have a young baby?
I thought she did, too.
Didn't she just have she had a baby a couple years ago, didn't she?
I think so, yeah.
I thought so.
All right, let's go to the dictionary. This is a proper program, and we base everything we do here on what's in the Oxford English Dictionary. M&M is in the Oxford Dictionary with an approval of the word Stan. Go back to 2002 when Slim Shady released the... Dido? A track about the overzealous fan named Stan who writes a letter to the Detroit rapper. So what is this all about? What's the bottom line here? This is a reference to somebody who whose name became synonymous with an activity or an action. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So is that that's it pretty much?
So if
right?
you are a Stan, then you are you're an obsessed fan.
Okay, I got it.
Or they use it as a verb. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But there are a lot of weird musical words that have been put into the dictionary.
YOLO. Bootylicious.
Good job, Teddy.
Thanks, Jennifer. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, they found that 52.6% of dogs and 57.6% of cats are overweight or obese in the United States. The biggest concern with this issue is that 93% of dog owners and 88% of cat owners thought their pet was well within normal range. It's always a good idea to check with your veterinarian if you think your cat or your dog is overweight, because extra weight, just a couple of pounds on a small dog or a cat, can make major differences. For example, it can really make medical problems worse, like diabetes and arthritis. It's probably caused by exercising too little and feeding too much. Remember, dogs and cats need to have a good, healthy weight. When they become obese, it affects all of their joints, it affects all of their organs, just like ours. If you have any questions, check with your veterinarian. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
At the hour now, shock and surprise, Tori Aquila's getting married, Jennifer Horn getting married. I don't know if we've set a date for it. Listen to me, we've set a date.
No, we have not.
We have not set a date. Okay, that's good. Other news from Los Angeles coming up, but first in New York, the big news over the weekend was that Victoria Keelan got fitted for her dress, and it was too big or too small or too green or too blue or something. I don't know.
It was too big.
I'm trying to hold on to all this information every weekend. Mm. The ladies are all abuzz during the breaks. We have this podcast I think we've decided that podcast is going to go to Blog Talk, or is it already on Blog Talk, Kara? We have, what do we call, off air?
Off air.
We sent that over to DG, but we could just put it up on Blog Talk. I think that we need to do that.
We can just put it up on Blog Talk.
Put it on Blog Talk. You want to hear what the ladies are talking about? See, I stay out of these conversations because I don't want to necessarily know too much about the dress that Victoria's going to wear. Kara could be wearing one too, as far as that's concerned.
I'm wearing a skirt, guy. You don't care.
I thought, Kara, you were very attractive. There was a very nice outfit that you had on Friday.
Well, thank you. I put a little bit of effort
in. Look at that.
Yeah, it was.
Very nice outfit, huh?
Yeah, it was. Nice outfit. All right, Jennifer, did you get fitted for anything over the weekend, or are you okay?
I didn't get fitted for anything over the weekend, thankfully. Right. No. I went to New Kids on the Block at the Hollywood Bowl.
Really?
How was that?
Which was really fun. Paula Abdul and Boyz II Men opened for them.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Paula Abdul, by the way, looks fantastic. She didn't sing a lick, but she dances. Wow. She's so good.
Did she do her hips?
Yes. All of her hits. Yep.
Yeah. Is she and Janet Jackson about the same age, aren't they?
You know, I meant to look up how old
Paula J-Lo, aren't they all compare?
J-Lo's younger.
Yeah, Paula Abdul's 54. I think, didn't Janet Jackson just turn 50 last year? And then I think J-Lo's like 46 or something like that. So a couple years difference.
I think Paula Abdul was Janet Jackson's choreographer for a while back in the day.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that's a true fact.
So a little of the gossip floating around today is whether or not Halle Berry is pregnant. Because there was some award show on Saturday night, and people were, she was holding onto her stomach in a cradling sort of way, which some speculate is the first sign.
Maybe she had to go pregnant.
Ooh.
She just had to go to the bathroom.
Last kid she had at 46. Mm. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe she can continue to pump kids out. I don't know.
All right, be careful about talking about pumping kids out there. You're next up on the block.
Oh, boy, don't say that.
Right. There you go. All right, sports news coming up in a moment. First, though, shock and dismay from Los Angeles. So we'll go to the seat of the action and the crime. Jennifer Horn looking at the reports this weekend across all the ethnicities, across all the economic status, across all of the standardized tests. Girls outperform boys on English in these tests. But what came out of this, there was more, that was good, but this is startling. 3 out of 4 black kids in California classrooms cannot read or write to the minimum standard. 3 out of 4.
Wow.
If there isn't an indictment of our educational system, the amount of money that goes into the California classrooms, from the average cost for a student in California is almost $20,000 a year. What in the name of God are you getting for this money? This is shameful. And people say, we got to analyze the details more. What are you going to analyze? When your mother was teaching, I'm betting that she didn't let, I think it's actually almost letting the kids get away with it. Getting away with whatever it is that they get away with. But does no one understand that without being able to communicate, basically, you get no place, you flip burgers for the rest of your life, and then you blame society for holding you back? Come on.
In LA Unified, the graduation rate was 50%.
Yeah.
And so
more than half of the black kids going through school don't graduate.
Right. And so that was a part of the issue, is that the teachers are so desperate to pass these kids through in an effort to try to get them to graduate, because they get looked at. I mean, if my mom would hold kids back, they would start to look at her instead of at the kids. I mean, the responsible thing to do is hold kids back until they meet a standard. But I think teachers are just, their pressure is on to make them go to the next level, and then they get left behind.
Yeah. Girls have caught up to boys in math anywhere. Anyway, female students in general maintain a sizable lead over their male classmates in the language arts. So, math and science, boys still do better than girls, but that number is getting less and less and less. And you know that more women are involved in PhD programs than men now?
Hmm.
Major college campuses around the country that are doing PhD.
Well, part of that might be because you need to have a PhD level of education to equal the salary that most men have with a college degree. So part of that is there are some very startling statistics on the gender pay gap.
Yeah, amazing. All right, also in Los Angeles, Jennifer, the mayor, Mr. Garcetti, genius that he is, says he wants to be the mayor that's responsible for the Olympics getting back to Los Angeles.
He wants to be president in 2020. Yeah, right.
Good luck to him.
He wants to get the deal for L.A. because he definitely has further political ambitions. But, you know, here's the problem. I would support it coming to L.A. because it's good for the town. It's good for our city. But that being said, this mayor has done, he like lives in a cloud. He says that the traffic problems have been fixed under his leadership, which is absolutely not true. In my experience, this is the worst traffic has ever been in Los Angeles.
Awful.
Now, the last time the Olympics were here in the early 80s, they actually offered incentives and stuff to businesses to stagger work schedules. So the traffic actually was not the issue that they thought it was going to be. I just don't know if Garcetti's forward-thinking enough to offer incentives to business, because that's not really in his playbook, to do the same kind of thing that they did in the 80s. Plus, there's just more, there are more people here.
Yeah. How didn't he? Did this guy just get elected?
Garcetti, second time.
Oh, yeah, second he's terming term. Out. Okay.
His father was the DA when the name
OJ.
Is familiar because of OJ.
Right.
This guy riding on his father's coattails. He wasn't born with an original idea.
He did just win re-election, Victoria, which you might be thinking about. Re-election
that's
in
what
November.
I was, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
Right. So anyway, anybody, Jennifer, are you friends with Brendan on Facebook?
I don't
remember whether
so.
You were.
I'm not sure.
Did you see his post on...
I know I am on Instagram. I see all kinds of crazy stuff from him on Instagram.
Yeah, but if you see the, if you look for him on Facebook... And his, maybe I'll send it to you, what he posted about the L.A. Olympics and Garcetti and where he can go and what he can do with himself. It has to do with an F word. You know what I mean?
So are you saying that Brendan doesn't want the Olympics to happen in L.A.?
I think we could gather that.
Is that a traffic issue for him?
I think so, more than anything else. I think.
Well, yes, we are friends. And yes, I do see that post. Nope.
What characters we have in our families and our lives. All right, where are we? Looks like 43 past the hour. The sports news and information coming up with the ladies who are in charge of that information, i.e. Victoria and Jennifer. In a second, I want to inform you as to some of the big-name companies that are using ZipRecruiter.com to get the new hires. This is a long list. I'm on page 80. Let's see here. Kanzaki Specialty Papers in Ohio. Ryland Mortgage Company in Oklahoma. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Borden, which is the dairy company. Dexter Corporation, environmental concern. Southland Corporation, we all know about them. Teledyne. All these people, Tyson, have used ZipRecruiter. They've posted jobs, and they get responses in 24 hours. No matter how big your company, if you're hiring, you need to go to ZipRecruiter.com, used by businesses of all sizes, to find the most qualified job candidates and immediate results. So, if you're in the market or the mood or the need of a new employee, go to ZipRecruiter free. When you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep. Have the first experience finding great talent going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. They'll allow you this is a kind of a neat deal. You do whatever you need to do to get a new employee and try it for the first time to see how it works without charge, without cost. But you got to use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. For your hires, use ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them! Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Whoa, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
How to care.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, 47 after the hour. Time for Biff and Biff to get at. Oh, we don't use those films anymore. Okay. Victoria and Jennifer. Victoria, three former Penn State officials got jail time.
Mm-hmm.
This is all related to the Jerry Sandusky scandal, right?
That is true. Yep. The three of them are administrators, former Vice President Gary Schultz, former President Graham Spanier, and former Athletic Director Tim Curley will all get at least 2 months in jail on child endangerment charges.
Can you imagine if Paterno was still alive, they'd have to send him to jail, too.
Oh, absolutely.
What that would do to him and to that school if he was still...
To me, this is 2 months, and then they get community service and house arrest afterwards. I mean, this is, you know, the judge said all three of them ignored the opportunity to put an end to Sandusky's crimes when they had the chance to do it.
Right.
And the former Penn State assistant coach, Mike McQuarrie, had told administrators and Joe Paterno himself that he witnessed Sandusky molesting a boy in 2001, but Sandusky wasn't arrested until 2011.
Yeah.
And then after Paterno died in 2012, and they looked into it, and it turned out he totally knew all along and just kept it quiet. So it's a mess. It's still a mess.
Sure is. All right, Jen, the story of Rob Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Look
injury.
At you.
Patriots player, so you got
to. I know you have to know. Yeah. I love Gronk. I love him. Not only is he so cute, but he did so well for my fantasy football team the year before last. So we need to get him well so I can grab him again. All right, the Patriots fans, and me included, not a Patriots fan, a Gronk fan, were wondering how his recovery from back injury is going. He did a little showing off this weekend at a wedding. He was a guest at a wedding, and as the bridal party was being introduced at the reception, the bridesmaid tossed the bouquet to her groomsman partner, only to have it intercepted by Gronk. It's like built into him. He can't see anything thrown without trying to intercept. I guess filmed the stunt, which has now gone viral, where Gronk is seen coming out of nowhere to intercept the bouquet, and then he spiked it on the dance floor, smashing it into tiny bits. It was an eventful weekend for Gronk. The day after the wedding, on Sunday, he participated in the One Mission Buzz Off for kids with cancer and had his head shaved. He also had a turn with the buzzer in hand and shaved the heads of his brothers, Glenn and Gordy Gronkowski.
Really? Yeah. Gordy Gronk.
That's a name.
Serena Williams has clarified her sister's comments about the sex of her baby, setting the record straight after her sister appeared to spill the beans that she's expecting. Was that a surprise? I thought
she's expecting a girl.
Oh.
Venus said she, and she said, I'll be her favorite auntie or something like that.
So why is that a big deal?
Because Serena said she doesn't know the sex of the baby yet.
Oh, but she does.
I don't know.
Truth.
I don't know. She
does
says
now or not.
Well, she's saying that Venus, they only have girls in their family, so they all just sort of use the female pronoun all the time. And so Serena said, I actually don't know the sex of the baby. We're going to keep it a surprise.
Surprise! It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After the hour, it's Money Pit time, Money Pit Monday, and we have Manny in Michigan for Money Pit Monday. How do you like that for alliteration? It stops there because Tom Kreitler, there's no alliteration to that. Tommy takes time to thrill. All right, I'll come up with some other silly stuff in a moment. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit, home improvement radio program with opportunities unequaled for you to help yourself. And Tom's here. He's a helpy-selfy kind of guy when it comes to fixing your house. Painting will be first up on our agenda right after these words.
How to care for baby skin. One of America's top pediatric dermatologists, Dr. Jody Levine.
Avoid long baths and use warm water, not too hot. Use gentle, baby-specific cleansers. And for babies with dry and sensitive skin, moisturize twice a day with a cream that contains ceramides or with an ointment.
And when it comes to clothing,
pick the right fabrics. Dress your baby in light and comfortable clothes. It's also a good idea to pre-wash clothes prior to wear in a separate wash from the rest of the family with a hypoallergenic and gentle baby detergent such as Dreft Pure Touch, rated by the number one pediatrician recommended baby detergent brand. Pure Touch is 65% plant-based and made from naturally derived ingredients.
And what about sun protection?
For babies younger than 6 months, you should avoid direct sunlight, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Sunscreen is recommended for infants older than 6 months of age. Choose a broad-spectrum physical blocker, SPF 30 or higher. For more info, check out Dreft.com.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
56 past the hour now. with the Tom Kreidler, the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. June is a Father's Month. May is Mother's Month. So Father's Day gifts, you must, as you come across all of the things, the spectrum of things that are available for tools, the things to play with at the home, things that you use for family projects, what sort of things are on the horizon do you think that are new this year just off the top of your head for Father's Day gifting?
Well, you know, one thing that comes to mind is a flashlight. And I say that because everybody, most people have flashlights and they don't work. But there's new technology in flashlights with these LEDs that are incredibly durable today. I was at a an editor's preview, which is these events when they roll out new products that was put on by the Home Depot. And I saw this Husky flashlight. And the way the guy demonstrated it was really cool. First of all, he took it and he banged it on the bench like it was a hammer, right? Had no effect.
We all do that with our flashlights, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, like, just to show how tough it was.
Yeah.
And then he had a display where it was inside a block of solid ice. So they basically brought it down to freezing, kept on. And then they dropped the thing in a aquarium, and it was still stayed on. So, you know, a good flashlight like that, you can't go wrong. You know, look at the tool systems that are out there that are on a battery platform, like this OnePlus system that Ryobi has. It's like 70 tools in one line. That's easy because you can keep expanding the line for gifts for dad, or dad can expand it, you know, himself. This battery technology is amazing because it just keeps getting better in terms of what it can do. They even have battery powered riding lawnmowers today, Doug, which is, you know, kind of crazy.
Elon Musk must love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
but there's really nothing you can't get done. I mean, with the outside lawn care as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to bet that as we get closer to Father's Day, there'll be a lot of these things listed or ideas for dad, tools, that sort of thing, cordless power sets. That they're all those great things that'll be listed at MoneyPit.com, which is the website for Money Pit. Here's Teresa, who's painting her son's room. Her husband wants to use non-toxic paint. She wants to know if it's worth the difference in cost. I thought all the paints were now non-toxic.
Well, I mean, I don't think the word is non-toxic. The word is low VOC or no VOC. So there's volatile organic compounds that are inside of paint. The healthier paints don't have that. And it's actually healthier not only on somebody who's ultimately living in the room, but mostly on the people that are applying the paint. Because, you know, paint fumes can be pretty overwhelming.
Smell great. Make you feel great. It's like gasoline.
There's no low VOC paints. Don't have that same effect. Now, it used to be that you couldn't get a good quality product and have all those good all those organic compounds out of it. But now you can. So these paints are really well made, and they last like the dickens.
All right, VOC. I'm for lead-based paint still. That's me. Or oil-based, excuse me. Oil-based paint. That's more correct. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program with help for...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.